A federal agency forecast shows we'll likely still power most of our homes and cars with fossil fuels by 2050. That would put the Biden administration behind on getting to net zero emissions. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Hoosier Environmental Council is hopeful political action and corporate goals will help the country catch up.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says without more policies to encourage renewables and electric vehicles, our power sources will most likely be based on cost, and natural gas and oil are projected to stay relatively cheap. But it didn't factor in clean energy commitments from utilities and corporations. Jesse Carbonda is the executive director of the Hoosier Environmental Council.
Honda is going to go all electric by 2040. The GM is going to go all electric by 2035. If you factor that all in, I think that the mix is going to be a lot different.
But some Indiana utilities have more ambitious goals than others, and several intend to build new natural gas plants in the future. Carbonda says a federal carbon tax that gives money back to households and incentives for rooftop solar in Indiana would help get to net zero emissions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.